Praise the Lord.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah. Y'all welcome to our Miracles Radio and Television Ministry. This is Archbishop Stephen John Buchel of the Jesus Christ Global Mission, our Miracles Radio and Television Ministry. Roman Bible College of Bishops, reaching you all the way from Silver Spring, Maryland. Glad to be with you again on this program. I tell you, it's a great time, and I know God's going to bless you as you enjoy this service in Jesus' name. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. He will do wondrous things. He will do wondrous things. Blessed be His holy name forever. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. He will do wondrous things. He will do wondrous things. Blessed be His holy name forever. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. He will do wondrous things. He will do wondrous things. Blessed be His holy name forever. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. We will do wondrous things. We will do wondrous things. Blessed be His holy name forever. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. He will have wondrous things. He will have wondrous things. Blessed be His holy name forever. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. He will do wondrous things. He will do wondrous things. Blessed be His holy name forever. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. We will do wondrous things. We will do wondrous things. Blessed be His holy name forever. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. We will have wondrous things. We will have wondrous things. Blessed be His holy name forever. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. We will do wondrous things. We will do wondrous things. Blessed be His holy name forever. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Even in the church,
even in the ministry, even in place of work, in the office, in business. Everywhere you go, you see people with funny characters and people who don't behave like the people of God. They don't behave the way they should be. You know, God is calling us to go to the place of dignity and integrity in our lives and homes and family, in our marriage, in our business, even in our places of work, in our community where we live. We should live the life of Jesus. We should live for Christ. The other day I was sharing from Acts of Apostles, chapter 11, verse 22, when I talked about the early Christians. They were called Christians first in Antioch because they behaved like Jesus, talked like Jesus, lived like Jesus. The character of Jesus was what they had, the mind of Christ. And so the people of Antioch had no choice, Acts 11, verse 22, but to call them Christians because they acted like Jesus, talked like Jesus, behaved like Jesus. And that's what Christian is about. The word Christian means to be Christ-like, to be like Jesus, to be like Christ in every way. That's what it's all about. But today you see all kind of funny characters. I pray that God will give us the character of Jesus. God will give you the character of Jesus. People will see Christ in you, the hope of glory. Christ in you is the hope of glory. Let people see the love of God, the joy of God. Let people see the fruit of the Spirit. Let people see Christ in you is the hope of glory. The other day, somebody was wearing a lintel on his chest, and he wrote, "I am a Christian." I think that is very good, but it's not enough to wear a lintel on your chest that you are a Christian. People wearing labels on the steps, I am born again. I am filled with the Holy Spirit. You know? What about the heart? Matthew chapter 5, verse 8, says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. The real thing is your heart condition. How are you living with God? Do people look at you and see Jesus in you? Do we see Christ in your life? It's not enough to have so many titles. Everybody now going for titles. Everybody is going for big titles. Yes, of course, you can have any title you want. But do you have the nature of Jesus in you? Do people see Christ in you? Christ in you is the hope of glory, your character, the way you love people, the way you talk to people, the way you behave, the way you do things. Do they see Christ in you? Christ in you is the hope of glory. You see, I cannot cherish that Acts chapter 11, verse 22, when the Christians were called, the believers were called Christians first in Antioch. They behaved like Jesus. When he told that they were fighting in the streets, when he told that they were fighting in the church and degrading themselves, Christians going to court to go and judge cases, all kind of funny things. Pastors against pastors, evangelists against evangelists, bishop against bishop, apostle against apostle, you know, funny characters. Want to go to court, want to go to judge cases. How do you come about that? See, Christ in us is the hope of glory. People should see the love of God, you know, a forgiving spirit, a loving heart. One who is ready to go an extra mile. Jesus said, "If you slap you on one cheek, turn the other side of the cheek." Vengeance is God. If somebody annoy you or do things to provoke you, let God judge the person. It's not you to go around removing your shirt. You want to fight in the street, fight inside the church. You come to church with knives in your pocket, with guns and bullets in your bags. You know, strange things are happening. May God deliver us and deliver the world today, deliver the church today from all these things in Jesus' name. Joseph was a man of character in Genesis chapter 45. Genesis chapter 45 from verse 4 to 5, Joseph was a man of character, and that was why God promoted him. See, even though he was persecuted, he was sold into slavery. He lied against him. Potiphar's wife lied against him, and he ran out of the house, was thrown in jail for an offense for which he didn't commit. right there in the gym, he was faithful to God and served God and loved God and loved everybody around him. And even was ministering to the people around him, interpreting their dreams, trying to help people even in that situation. See, that was character. And when his brother Judah discovered that he didn't die, he was rather the governor of Egypt, he didn't punish them. Some people would have punished them, you know, used that position, top-ranking position to punish people. That's not what Joseph did. We're talking about the character of Christ. We need to have the character of Christ, to behave like Jesus, to talk like Jesus, to act like Jesus. See, Daniel was another man of character. In Daniel chapter 1, verse 8, the book of Daniel chapter 1, verse 8, Daniel decided not to pollute his life. He decided to live a clean life. Daniel chapter 1, verse 8. He decided to live for Christ. He didn't want to pollute himself with the king's meat. And that's a good decision. That's a good way to live. That was dignity. That's integrity right there. A man who decided to please God, not man. A man who decided to do the will of God and not the will of people. See? Daniel lived for the Lord. His life proclaimed Christ until the people of Babylon, they saw him and they decided to love his God and to serve his God and to worship his God. That is who we should be today. It's not a place for Christianity, it's not a place for showing your arrogance and your rudeness, your rebellious attitude. See, it is the reason there's so much confusion today. You go to various homes. Homes are being torn apart, families are not in one accord because people are angry with themselves, angry with everybody. They do love. See, the marriage now is like a contract, and the real loving one another is no longer there. People now bear grudges against themselves, and they keep anger in their hearts, and then they say they are Christians. That's not what God wants us to do. God is a God of forgiveness. He forgive others who wronged you so that your heavenly Father can forgive you also. See, the book of Ruth, Ruth was a woman of character in Ruth chapter 1, verse 16 and 17. The book of Ruth chapter 1, verse 16 and 17, Ruth lived a life that glorified God. They entreat me not to leave you. I want to be faithful to my covenant. I want to be faithful in my relationship. See? I'm going to meet my Lord where he go, where I will go, where he lives, where I will live. His people shall be mine. I'm going to meet my Savior where he go, where I will go. Oh, my Lord, try my way of seeing me through. I'm going to meet my Lord where he go, where I will go, where he lives, where I will live. His people shall be mine. I'm going to meet my Savior where he go, where I will go. Oh, my Lord, try my way of seeing me through. See, the covenant relationship, David and Jonathan, we are going together. And so nothing does until death do us part. That is how relationship should be. Relationship should be established, should be healthy. And we should agree to go the long way. Be patient with one another, and kindness, and temperance. Esther's prayer life showed that she was a woman of character. In Esther chapter 4, verse 16, the book of Esther chapter 4, verse 16, she decided to live for God. With her prayer life, she declared a prayer that set the whole nation of Israel free. You know, may God use you in that dimension, in the name of Jesus. May not be the quarrelsome woman. The Bible speaks about the cantankerous woman, cantankerous, argumentative woman. And men too are like that, argumentative, quarrelsome. See, no character. They go to places and everybody is fearing who they're going to talk to rashly. Somebody is so scared of your character. You have the nature of a bulldog on the inside of you. May God deliver such ones in the name of Jesus. Esther's prayer life showed that she was a woman of character. She lived for Jesus. She allowed God to use her She was not into prostitution. She was not selling her body. Or today, prostitutes are not preachers. Prostitutes are not pastors. And homosexuals and all kinds of lesbian and gay and all kind of stuff. That's not where we need the kingdom of God. You don't have to live like people of Sodom and Gomorrah. You need to live for the Lord Jesus Christ. You cannot eat your cake and have it. What shall you profit you? You shall go in the whole world and suffer the loss of your soul. Now is the time of salvation. You can't live like the people of Sodom and Gomorrah and expect to go to heaven. Character is what it's all about. The character of Jesus must be in you. Jesus lives a holy life. His life pleased God. And that is why you went into the kingdom of God. When your life doesn't please God, then you are going to hellfire. Today, God is calling you to repent and come into the kingdom of God that you might have eternal life. Job also displayed a man of character when he remained faithful even in adversity. Job chapter 1, verse 22, the book of Job chapter 1, verse 22, Job was faithful even to the end. Even when things were not all right, where the enemy struck him, lost his health, lost his wealth, lost everything he had, everything was gone. Even all his daughters, the devil had stricken them and his health was gone. Job never cursed God one day. Job chapter 1 verse 32. The book of Job chapter 1 verse 32. Job remained faithful to God even in adversity. He neither cursed God. Even though I'm dying, I'm not going to curse God. He was faithful to the end. I pray that you be faithful as from today. That you be faithful to God. Be faithful to your family. Be faithful to your husband. Be faithful to your wife. Be faithful to your children. Be faithful wherever you are in the place of work. Be faithful. Be diligent. Integrity. Good name is better than plenty riches. God is calling us today to begin to live a life of faithfulness. You see, husband running away from home and living with women here and there, going to sleep with women here and there. That's not how you should be. You have to be faithful to your wife, be faithful to your husband, because that is the way to the kingdom of God. The narrow way that leads to eternal life. Broad is the way that led to destruction, and many are finding it. King David displayed good character when he fulfilled his promise to Jonathan. In 2 Samuel chapter 9, verses 1 to the end, 2 Samuel chapter 9, verses 1 to the end, King David fulfilled his vow to the family of Jonathan. And that is how a Christian should be. We fulfill our vows. Your year should be year, your name should be name. He fulfilled his promise to the family of Jonathan. He was faithful to the end. He did not lie. He did not change the whole thing. He was faithful. May God help you to be faithful. May God help every one of us. The church today, the Christians today, the ministers of God, the preacher, be faithful. Be faithful in serving God. Be faithful in doing the work of God so that the blessings of God will come into your life. The Apostle Paul never denied Jesus Christ. He was faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. The Apostle Paul says, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. It's no longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. Galatians 2 verse 20, the Apostle Paul lived for the Lord Jesus Christ. It's no longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. Christ must live in you. That is the real thing. When Christ is in you, he weakens you. Of course, there's no vacuum in the realm of the Spirit. There's no vacuum in the realm of the Spirit. When Jesus comes in, the devil goes away. When the Holy Spirit comes to your life, you are changed person, all things have become new, all things are gone away. But when you don't allow the Holy Spirit to come into your life, then the devil is going to be there, and the devil will cause all kinds of confusion. So today I need to open up your heart. Revelation chapter 3:10, Jesus said, I stand at the door of your heart and I knock. If you open, I will come in and sup with you. Jesus is willing to come into your heart, into your life today. Wherever you are hearing this word of God, I want you to bow your head, close your eyes. Lay your right hand on your television or radio or laptop or desktop or whatever means you are using. And I'm praying that the Lord Jesus will come into your heart right now, that the Holy Spirit will convince you that you will begin to live a life of Christ. Your heart will be taken over by the Lord Jesus Christ. Let Christ be in you the hope of glory, that you will have eternal life, that you will not go to hell when you leave this world. In the name of Jesus, I pray that you will know the truth, that the truth shall set you free. In Jesus' name, I pray for your salvation, for your healing, for your deliverance, for your blessing, for your prosperity, for long life and abundance, for grace and mercy and favor to be upon your life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Yes, I know God has blessed you today. Feel free to email us, ourmiraclesradio@gmail.com. ourmiraclesradio@gmail.com. Feel free to call us for prayer and counseling. Area code 240-552-5899. 240-552-5899. Or call the other line, area code 202-460-7110. Area code 202-460-7110. Every evening we have our fellowship here in Jesus Christ of our mission. We want you to come, inviting you to come and hear the word of God, the time of prayer and counseling, deliverance, ministrations. 6 p.m. to 8:30 p.m. daily, we are here sharing the word of God and ministering to people, especially Saturday and Sunday, start by 4 o'clock. And it is open to everyone to come and receive what God has for them. In Jesus' name, especially tomorrow, we have a meeting of men and women of God who are coming to discuss about the love of God, the joy of God in our lives, networking, and doing things for the Lord, and having crusades and seminars, conferences, and meetings together. We're going to be planning all that tomorrow by 4 p.m. right here. Tomorrow is 14th of June 2013, right here, 4 p.m. To 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, here in Jesus Christ Global Mission, 850 Sligo Avenue, Sierra 4, Silver Spring, Maryland, 20910. Want to come with your friends and your families, and God will do you good. There will be word of God and prayer and intercession, and we pray for the love and peace and joy and unity of God to reign in our lives, that we will do things together, have meetings together, crusades, seminars, conferences, revival meetings. That's what we're going to be discussing tomorrow. And so many men and women of God are going to be here with me. And it's going to be a great time. And I know God's going to bless you as you come. In Jesus' name. I want you to forward this message to all your friends and well-wishers all over the world, that they might know that character is the most important thing. We need to have the nature of Jesus, the character of Jesus, the love of Jesus. That's what it's all about. That's how we can win the whole world. When we love God and we love our neighbor, love your neighbor as yourself. You can't be quarreling and fighting in the church and you say you're a Christian. You say you're a preacher, you're a pastor, you're a prophet, you're an apostle, you're a bishop. That. And your character, you're driving people away from God. That's not what it's all about. We are supposed to lead the life of Jesus. So that is what it's all about. We are praying that God will put in everyone character, the love of Christ, the joy of the Lord, the peace of God. Jesus came to give us peace. Peace like a river. Peace, the joy of the Lord is our strength. Our joy like a river. Our joy like a river. I'm joy like a river in my soul. I'm pink like an ocean. I'm pink like an ocean. I'm pink like an ocean in my soul. I'm joy like a river. I'm joy like a river. I'm joy like a river in my soul. I'm joy like a river. I'm peace like an ocean. I'm joy like a river in my soul. Yes, God is good, and His mercies endure it forever. In Jesus' name, may you all be blessed and be prospered and be made whole. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.